Welcome to Off Leash and Unfiltered. Trigger warning, I'm Katie Pepe, delivering the truth in dog training. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off Leash and Unfiltered. I'm Katie Pepe, owner of Diamond Canine Dog Training in Biddeford, Maine, where we specialize in e-collar training, both for getting that nice off-leash reliable behavior, as well as helping people stop unwanted behaviors. Everything from simple stuff like jumping on people and barking, digging holes, all the way to the more severe, separation anxiety, resource guarding, reactivity and all that sorts of stuff. So that's who we are and what we do. We also do puppy training, and it has been puppy crazy around here. I have puppies coming out my ears. And so I thought, heck, we need to talk about puppies because I have puppies on the brain. We actually just got done doing a puppy go home session today with one of our clients. And it definitely left me with tons and tons of stuff just rolling around in my head. So lots of great talking points today came up during our session. The owners are fantastic and they had lots of great questions. So it gave me a lot of stuff to think about and a lot of material to talk about today. And I think, we go through long stretches where maybe we don't get a lot of puppies. And we primarily do e-collar training. Like, that's mostly what we're doing. And I mean, when you think about it, e-collar training, generally speaking, we're doing for dogs that are 6 months and older. Most dogs are 6 months and older, right? We naturally just don't see as many dogs that are under 6 months old because they don't stay under 6 months very long, right? So we're doing tons of e-collar work. And tons of adult dogs. And so people get used to seeing that and hearing that. And then when they have a puppy, they don't realize it's different. It's not completely different. It's not like they really learn differently, but it's different. So we're not doing the same thing exactly with puppies that we're doing with dogs that are over 6 months. And when I say puppy, I mean dogs under 6 months old. In fact, I'm usually talking about dogs that are under 4 and 5 months old. So I'm talking about the 2, 3, 4 month old puppy for the most part when I say the word puppy. And you guys, like, there's so much to teach your dog. Like, there's so much we want to teach them to do and so much we want to teach them not to do. That it's like, don't rush it. Be proactive about it. Sure, be committed to it, but don't rush it. Okay, so some of the things I hear people saying a lot of the time when they get puppies is that they don't come when called. They pull on the leash. They're not getting the hang of, like, stay, right? Like the command stay. And I have to tell you, I wouldn't expect these things from a puppy. So I'm not saying don't work on them. I'm just saying if you make things like that your priority, depending on your puppy, you're probably going to be really frustrated because they're just not there yet. Some puppies are, right? So they're all different. But for the most part, those things are a really tall order for a puppy. And when you consider how many other things we have to teach, why stress yourself out about it? So, number one, expecting your puppy to come when called off a leash is just stupid, because I wouldn't even expect that from an adult dog. Because there's just not any reason for them to come back. Now, a lot of puppies are naturally gravitating toward their handlers and following them around. But usually that's going to start to change at some point. And once that starts to change, you're not going to be able to trust your puppy. And that's just normal. So your puppy shouldn't be off leash, guys. Most of the dogs I see off leash shouldn't be off leash. But especially a young puppy. Because you need to control everything with a puppy. Okay? Your training, this is a good line, I want you to remember this. Your training 100% depends on your ability to control the outcome. If you can't control the outcome, then you risk training your dog not listen to you. And I understand the point in the training is so that you can finally stop worrying about controlling everything. But until you're done, you're not done. Until you're there, you're not there. Okay, so if I have a 3, 4, 5 month old puppy, and I don't have any way of holding them accountable, let's just say they do know it, right? They understand how to come back when called, and we've practiced it a ton. I still can't trust them off a leash unless I have a way to hold them accountable. And I personally would never trust any dog off leash if I didn't have a way to influence their behavior reliably, right? And usually we're doing that with an e-collar. It's just the most practical, efficient, magical tool that there is to influence your dog. You have that physical line of communication when they're off a leash. Okay, if your puppy just decides all of a sudden one day, screw you, I'm going to go check out the neighbor across the street. Okay, and there's a GMC coming down the road. What are you going to do? Nothing. Nothing, because there is nothing you can do except hope and pray. And scream and yell and bribe. And hope for the best. So it's just normal. It's normal for your puppy to do that. Pulling on the leash is the same thing. You think about it, you know, they're 10 weeks old, 12 weeks old, 16 weeks old. Everything is still really new, really exciting. All this novel stuff, all these sights and smells. And you want your puppy to just walk next to you in a straight line. I mean, give me a break, right? Like, no. Like, don't even waste your time. I'm serious. Don't waste your time on that. Now, it is true that if your puppy is tugging on the leash and you're just following along behind them, that you are kind of cementing the wrong behavior, right? You're letting them rehearse, just pulling you down the road, right? And they're feeling that pressure and that tugging, and you're coming with them, and they're getting to go where they want to go and smell what they want to smell. And that's not great. It's also not really the end of the world, if I am to be honest, but it's not great, and it wouldn't be what I would want to do if I had a puppy. So there are ways to avoid that, right? So put your puppy on a 20-foot leash, assuming you're in a safe enough area to do that, and just let them kind of run around and explore while you're walking, right? If you have to go for a walk, then do that. And you can practice calling them back to you now and again, right? Because you've got them on a leash, you can control the outcome. So practice your training. Bring some food with you. Let them run around and explore. Right? Because just walking next to you in a long straight line, like most puppies, most young puppies, they're not going to be able to do that, guys. And then what I recommend instead is when you put them on a short leash, don't go anywhere. Just take a few steps and practice getting your puppy to follow you and stop with you and turn with you and watch you and move with you and be clicking and feeding when they're walking next to you, when they stop, when you stop, right? And that's going to start to get your puppy to go, oh, when I'm on a short leash like this, like we're doing an exercise together and it's fun and it's engaging, right? And then you can start stretching it out into a few more steps in between all of your stops and your turns, or asking them to sit, and start gradually turning that into a walk. And, you know, by the time your puppy gets to be 4 or 5 months old, we're usually going to want to introduce them to a prong collar. And then you can start giving them a little more leash information, right? And getting their attention back on you when they start to kind of drift away or tug on the leash, you can ask them not to do that through physical communication, right? But don't stress about that the first few months of their lives. It's like, let your puppy explore the environment, work in some fun training, do some walking drills, but don't just walk in a long straight line, right? And even the drills that I just talked about where we're doing turns and stops, most people, when I show them how to do that, they're doing too many steps in between the commands, the stops, the turns, and the puppy gets bored, right? So you're not going to do this forever, right? But it's a great exercise that's kind of fun, and it gives you a chance to bond with your puppy, and it really starts to wire them to just pay attention to you and follow you, and that will absolutely bleed over into your walk when you start walking with your puppy. So don't worry about your puppy pulling on the leash. Don't worry about your puppy not coming back when called. Practice it on a 15, 20, 30 foot leash. You call your puppy, they come to you, you reward them. You can control that outcome because you've got a leash on. That's so important. Just cement that right now. Don't worry about anything else. It's funny because people expect so much from a puppy. I suppose because they think there's like, not to be flippant, but like some kind of magic. Like they think there's some kind of training that will just make the puppy reliable. And there isn't. They're just going to do what comes naturally and what they feel like doing because that's normal. That's just normal. So your goal shouldn't be, this really sums it up, your goal should not be to get your puppy to be off-leash reliable. That shouldn't even be your goal. That's not a puppy thing. We don't do that with puppies. Don't expect your puppy to come when called off a leash pretty much ever. Don't expect your puppy to tell you when they need to go outside. Don't expect your puppy to do any of that stuff. Don't expect your puppy to walk next to you on a leash. Instead, work on teaching them the foundational skills that they will need for later when we do start expecting it. And have a safety net. Have a leash on, because you don't know what they're going to do and you need to be able to control that outcome. Okay? So rehearsing recall on a 20-foot line. You know, and if your puppy's not super food driven, bring out something high value. Bring out some cheese or some chicken or, you know, whatever you're comfortable feeding your puppy that they really, really love. And do it when they're hungriest. Do it first thing in the morning. Or, you know, take advantage of all the things that naturally will make your puppy more motivated. And just rehearse. So your job as an owner of a puppy is not to make their behavior off-leash reliable. It's to control outcomes and repeat, repeat, repeat so you can cement the skills. And then later on, there will be time for accountability and off-leash reliability. But man, those first few months are just gold. Total gold. I mean, if you have a young puppy, you need to take advantage of those first few months. They are sponges. They're learning so much so fast, and they're developing so quickly. And you controlling outcomes is going to really shape how your puppy feels and navigates through the world and what your relationship is like and how they view you. Control everything when you have a puppy. Shape things when you have a puppy. So the other thing I was talking about is like people are surprised because things look different when it's a puppy. It's like if you give me a dog that's 6 months, a year old, and they pull me on the leash, I just correct them. Then we go for a walk, right? Because you need to be able to just go for a walk. and you can't pull the leash. I don't do that with a young puppy. We do walking drills like I just described, or we do long line work like I just described. It's different. I'm focused on cementing the basics and shaping things. Lots of guidance, lots of reward. I'm not saying you can't correct a puppy. I'm just saying you can't expect a puppy to be an adult. You can't say, okay, I've got a 10-week-old puppy. They should walk next to me on the leash. They should always come back when called. It's just a pipe dream. And it's not fair. That wouldn't be fair to the dog either. So focus on giving them guidance and heavily rewarding the things you want them to do. And then down the road, there's plenty of time to polish that up with a punishment for non-compliant. You don't have to do that stuff now. So we pick our battles with puppies. They're not allowed to bite. And I don't like them jumping all over us either. So interactions with humans are things that I'll go after. But and then the stay, you know, we don't teach the stay command per se. We, you know, our stay is built into all of our commands, and we do that with the puppies. But some puppies are able, they're very mellow. They're like a sack of potatoes, and they're able to do a long stay. And some puppies aren't. They're so high energy and so squirrely. It's just really, really difficult for them. And so we do want to push the boundary of what they're capable of and comfortable with. So we will definitely find like what their tolerance level is, and we'll spend some time trying to expand that. But it's not really the priority. Again, there's so much else. It's like, don't, if you focus on that too much and you're like, you have to learn to stay, you will get frustrated, and so will your puppy. And once your puppy gets frustrated, they get tuned out, they're not motivated anymore, they're not paying attention. It's kind of counterproductive, right? So if the training is too hard for your puppy, they're just not going to be interested in doing it. And now everything just got harder. So most puppies can learn the implied stay, but it's highly individual, and it's not our first line it's not our first priority. It's not our first priority. So when they come back for an e-collar program at 6, 7, 8 months old, whatever, we raise the bar a lot. Right? But young puppies, we got to meet them where they are. They're still developing, and they're all different. So again, so many things to teach your puppy. It's like, I'm not saying don't start teaching them how to stay, but don't focus so much on that. You both get frustrated, and all this other productive stuff that you could be doing is just falling through the cracks. Teaching your puppy just to respond to their name is huge. Stopping at doors. You know, the leash drill exercise we just talked about. All the basic commands like sit and lay down and go to place. Right? And then if you do have a squirrely high energy puppy, learning how to use some pressure to help them settle. Leash pressure. Right? Leash pressure upwards to get them to sit. Leash pressure downwards to get them to lay down. Right, and just saying, hey, we're going to take 10 minutes right now and we're going to lay down. With all this stuff going on around us, maybe we're at the park or something. And like, I'm going to ask you to just lay down. Like, I'm just going to use the leash to guide you down, and we're just going to hang out there. And if you stand up, I'm just going to put you back down and just follow through. So guidance. Right, and when your puppy does something naturally that you like, click feed. And you'd be surprised how quickly you'll start seeing more of it. It's unbelievable. So if you can get your puppy to choose to do something naturally, kind of on their own, and then you click and feed for that thing, you're going to see that increase. That behavior is going to increase really quickly. So while I'm all about telling dogs what not to do. And I talk about that all the time. And we do that in instances with puppies too. But man, we are way, way more heavily focused on guidance and reward. Guidance and reward. And just cementing by controlling the outcome. And then eventually we integrate correction to make everything reliable, right? So if there's one thing I want you to take away from this, it's that number one, you've got time. So don't get frustrated. Don't get worried. You've got time. And two, it's all about controlling outcomes, using guidance, and being really good at properly marking and rewarding the behaviors we want more of. Right, so I'm very heavily focused on controlling, guiding, rewarding with young puppy. We save the corrections for things like biting. And then, of course, as they mature and they're more rehearsed at this stuff, we start to integrate a little more accountability for it. We'll use a little more pressure. We'll use a leash pop, right? And when exactly that happens depends a lot on the puppy and depends a lot on how much practice they've had. But your puppy doesn't have to be an adult right now. They don't have to know how to stay, you know, especially for a long time. They don't have to know how to walk on a leash. So that's the one time I actually say, you know what, if your dog's on a harness, who cares, is when they're, you know, you've got an 8 to 12 week old puppy. Fine. Put them on whatever. My preference, like I said, is usually to do long line stuff and do drills on a short leash. I would never put a harness on a dog that's over 4 months old. Never. But that's the difference, guys. It's like your puppy is so young and impressionable. You can get so much mileage just out of shaping things. I think you'd be blown away. All right, guys, that's it for today. I thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to next time.